USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, assured his audience that his administration will protect religious liberties.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
The president also spoke out against abortion.
Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
President Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General moved one step closer to confirmation after winning approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee by a party-line vote of 12 to 10. The full Senate could vote to confirm William Barr as early as next week. And the Department of Justice Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said he would not appear before a House Judiciary Committee as planned Friday without assurances from Chairman Jerry Nadler that he would not issue a subpoena. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Up 1 week and down the next, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on weekly claims for jobless benefits.
The number of Americans filing the first time for jobless benefits in early February fell back towards recent post-recession lows after a holiday-slash-shutdown-related spike had pushed them to a 16-month high at the end of last month. Initial jobless claims last week were down by about 19,000 to about 234,000, although analysts had predicted a 225,000 reading. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon is moving 250 active-duty troops after the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced that there were nearly 2,000 migrants approaching the Texas border town of Eagle Pass. The port director there, Paul Del Rincon, says they are ready for the increased traffic.
We're working with interagency partners to implement effective operational plans to ensure border security.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Comedian and sitcom writer Michael Loftus says it's rather interesting and kind of sad in his opinion that none of the late night comedians have picked up on anything regarding the Democrats and some of the Democratic scandals that we've been seeing in the last week. Loftus joined Fox News' Fox and Friends and says he believes most of the late-night comedians, they seem to have the same person writing for them.
And it's stunning that of all these late-night shows, everybody's attacking it from the same angle. I've never seen anything like this. Like, if you go to a comedy club and five comics have a joke about their dog, there's going to be five different jokes and five different angles.
But it's still about your dog.
Well, yeah, but this is just like everyone bashing Trump and just bashing completely. So I don't think it's about comedy. I don't think it's about entertainment. They know a huge portion of the country isn't watching, and they don't care. I literally think they're trying to win hearts and minds.
Next, Loftus shares how he believes he knows the fix is in.
When you have Nancy Pelosi sitting back there, sucking on her tooth like the winning lottery numbers are about to come popping out, holding on to these four giant cards like she just stole the menus from an Outback Steakhouse, you're like, no one's going to make fun of that?
Nobody.
No one's going to touch on me?
And as far as where all the Johnny Carsons are today, Loftus says
they're not allowed to participate. They don't want a funny voice on the right, and that's why like the deplorable show that I'm doing is really important. Like we got to support this endeavor. There's creative people, and we don't have that outlet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.